Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Thanksgiving is in 27 days. Can you believe that?
No, but I'm thrilled because it's my favorite holiday. Aww. And I feel like 27 days is far away, but it really is going to be here tomorrow.
Oh yeah, it's going to sneak up on us. If you're hosting family or planning social events, you really sort of have to start planning now, don't you think?
Yes.
So here's the thing.
For a proper meal.
True.
I mean, you got to put in the man hours.
And are you a Thanksgiving is turkey only?
Yes.
Okay.
Ham is for Easter, Christmas. Thanksgiving belongs to the bird.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Fair enough. So here's the thing. Some years I'm in the mood for like a big holiday extravaganza.
Okay.
I mean, you know me. So I plan
in
excruciating detail every single thing about the day. I'll try new recipes. I'll overload on appetizers. It's like a whole thing.
Does not surprise me.
So if this is your vibe also, you should absolutely check out Fezziwig's Marketplace in downtown O'Fallon. They do holiday hosting the best of anyone. Ellen really has her finger on the pulse of what people might struggle with around the holidays, and then she designs classes built around those topics. So listen to some of the classes they offer. They have holiday decorating. They have both a Thanksgiving and at least one or two Christmas ones. They have a class called Perfect Pies, and then they have a Bourbon for Breakfast charcuterie board class.
Huh.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
It kind of does.
And then they have a holiday appetizer and cocktail workshop. So I do have to mention that many of these in-person classes for November have already sold out for this year. And there's only a handful left in the remaining classes. But if they do open more classes for December, you'll want to jump on those early because these classes sell out every year.
Okay.
But even if you can't attend a class, I know that if you visit Fezziwig's and talk with Ellen or Tim or some of their staff, they will give you all kinds of ideas for whatever it is you're trying to do. I remember one time I went in for a really specific jelly. I think I needed like a peach jam or something for a brie appetizer I make.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen came over to me and helped me out. And after asking me a few questions, I also walked away with a jalapeno pepper jam, which has now become my new favorite. It is so good. And it's not something I probably would have tried on my own.
Well, there you go.
But then she also walked me through how to crystallize strands of rosemary to decorate the appetizer tray and really make it pop. And I know that sounds way more complicated than it really is. It is so simple, and it received a lot of compliments.
Huh.
So if you're planning on hosting and going all out this year, I am confident that you'll get inspired by Fezziwig's. They are fantastic.
Okay, then.
Now, for me this year, I'm going to say the vibe is totally different. So some years I enjoy the hustle and bustle of over-preparing and hosting, but Nick, not this year. I am going to phone it in. I'm going to pre-order our food, and then rather than spend the day attending to perfectionist details, I plan to spend the day playing cards, games, and sipping beverages by the fire with football on in the background.
Well, now that sounds like my kind of Thanksgiving.
Does it really?
Yeah.
So
totally not yours, but definitely mine.
It is. It's rather unlike me. But you know what? I blame Corona. I've become really accustomed to this slower pace and not trying to be so over the top or extra, as my husband might call it.
Okay.
You know, so for this year, I think Thanksgiving's going to look a little different for my family, and that's okay. So along those lines, there are several local places that are offering full meals, side dishes, desserts, and then food that can help the holidays be more enjoyable.
Okay.
And I want to share some of these ideas now because some places are offering an early discount, but also many have an earlier ordering deadline than they have in previous years. They need to make sure they have enough food, but particularly this year, they need to make sure they have enough staff to prepare for what they're offering.
Oh, that's true.
So if you want to celebrate Thanksgiving, but also want to take the day off from cooking, the Regency Conference Center is offering a full traditional Thanksgiving dinner to go. It feeds 8 to 10 people and includes an herb roasted turkey. Then they offer 7 side dishes, and you can choose 3 of those. And then it also includes dinner rolls, gravy, cranberry sauce, and homemade bread pudding. And all of that is only $125.
Wow, that's actually a really good deal.
It really is.
And homemade bread pudding.
Mm-hmm. Several people I know have done this in years past, and it was so good that now this is the only way that they're going to celebrate Thanksgiving.
I could see that.
Sugar Fire 64 is also offering full meals, but it's more of a build-your-own meal. So they'll have whole turkeys, brisket, pulled pork, and ribs, and then 6 sides to choose from, and they have 5 or 6 pie options. but you order it all a la carte. So it's not a bundle like the Regency. You get to pick and choose what you'd want.
Okay.
And then Birch Market, which is a new destination in downtown O'Fallon, they have a Thanksgiving menu with several, I'm going to call them non-traditional items, like sweet tangy barbecue pulled pork. They have a Southwest Chipotle grilled chicken, Italian meatballs, and then they have cheddar corn muffins, which sound delicious.
They do actually sound delicious. Well, what do they have for somebody like me? I'm not hosting. I mean, I just need to bring a side dish to the family gathering.
Well, I would say Birch Market has you covered because they have a great snack menu. So I would suggest maybe the pulled pork sliders on the pretzel buns.
Okay.
Or their homemade chips with a caramelized onion dip. I think both of those would be good options to bring to a family get together.
Okay.
So maybe you want to cook your own turkey, but you want to pre-order the rest of the meal. Both Sweet Katie B's and the Happy Bakery in downtown O'Fallon offer a la carte sides and desserts for pre-order and pickup. And then Sweet Katie B's also has delicious breakfast items. They have a creme brulee French toast that feeds up to 8 people.
Mm.
And then several hash brown casserole or quiche options for holiday mornings.
You know, that's one thing. Everybody kind of ignores breakfast on Thanksgiving Day. It's kind of one of those, like, you're just having the one meal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how it goes here at your place, but I know that a lot of times people show up early.
Yep.
And you need something, you know, breakfasty.
Yeah.
To take everybody and you know, get them through until the main meal later.
So imagine if you wowed them with a creme brulee French toast.
And then came along with all the rest
all
of it.
All the fixins.
My there you God. Go.
And then the Happy Bakery has a great menu full of all handmade vegan items. So they have garlic mashed potatoes with a creamy onion gravy, and then candied sweet potatoes with pineapple and pecans, plus some really good desserts.
Well, it sounds like whether you're going to Martha Stewart this and go all out, or you're going to Jessica Lotz this and not cook a single food item, there's something for everybody this year.
There sure is. And we've done all the research for you, and we're going to link directly to each of the menus in the show notes.
Well, just a note, we are not paid or sponsored by the businesses.
Nope.
These are genuine recommendations based on what we've seen these businesses offering. Now, I'm not speaking for Jessica or the chamber here. I'm speaking for myself, but I can't be bought, but I can be rented. So if you'd like me to try some of these food items, I am open to that idea.
It's a new business side gig you've got
exactly.
going there.
Exactly.
And that's right. So next week, we're going to share a few ideas for gifts that you can give as hostess gifts for people in your life who might invite you over this holiday season.
Sounds good. So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Before we get into the calendar, just a heads up that the time change, it's not this weekend, but it's next weekend, November 7th. So if you have little ones, start adjusting their bedtimes now. I just like to mention that because that always sneaks up on families.
I love fall back. I get that extra
Same.
Hour of sleep.
Same. Tonight is Friday, October 29th, and First United Methodist Church in O'Fallon is having their Fall Fest from 5 until 7 p.m. They'll have music, games, food, and then trunk or treating. The church also has their pumpkin patch, which is generally open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And you might even see our friend Woody Almond out there in his hard-to-miss Halloween suit and tie. Have you seen him?
Yes.
He's a hoot. Tomorrow is Saturday, October 30th, and it is the big Rotary Halloween Parade in downtown O'Fallon. If you've never attended this event, you're missing out because it is so much fun. It begins at the corner of State and Vine Street over by Boarding House Bistro. The lineup begins at noon, and the parade steps off at 12:30 p.m. Kids and families walk the parade route in their costumes, and then parade goers who are lined up on the sides can sit there and see all the awesome costumes.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. And then after the parade, downtown businesses who have a pumpkin in their window are open for trick-or-treating, and you get so much candy during the event. I feel like every year the businesses buy more and more candy, and every year they still run out. It's a really big event.
It really is.
And then after the parade, if you want even more candy, Sarah Honda has their trunk or treating from 1 until 4 p.m. They'll have a costume contest and kids activities, so maybe check that out. And then tomorrow night is the Halloween Hunt pub crawl in the downtown district. There are 20 teams signed up. Registration has closed because they sold out. And these teams are going to go from place to place solving riddles and puzzles and enjoying specialty drinks. So
Neat.
Be on the lookout for those. And then next Friday, November 5th, is Badges and Bagels with the Shiloh Police Department. They will have officers and representatives from the Illinois Attorney General's office available with information about consumer fraud and identity theft targeting seniors. That'll be from 10 to 11 at Klecker Hall, and I'll link to that in the show notes.
Well, you know, that's good timing for a consumer fraud presentation, given the fact that we're coming up on the holiday shopping season.
For sure.
A lot of online shopping and a lot of unfortunate identity theft issues.
Yeah, they'll have really good information for consumers. And then next weekend is busy with holiday open houses, including Fezziwigs, and then the high school band Boosters will host their 40th annual craft fair. We'll share more details about that in next week's episode, but for now, just save the date because it's going to be a great weekend to shop for gifts.
Well, whether we intended for this or not, it sounds like this was our first official holiday episode.
You're right. I hope listeners enjoy it because I could talk about holidays and events and food all day, every day. And that's exactly what we intend to do for the next few weeks.
Well, alrighty then. Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure. Do you know what the number one comment is I get when people talk to me about the podcast?
What's that?
They ask, where does Nick always have to run off to at the end of the episodes? Seriously. We provide like all this information and they're like, oh yeah, that was great, but where does Nick go?
I got places to be.
That's what I tell them.
Busy guy.
You're a busy guy.
Yep.
Make it happen.
All over. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.